Hello, this is Peter from God's Word. We will be looking at Leviticus chapter 10 and other verses, but specifically Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 through 3 is where we will start. Our message is of the series, Mankind and his relation with God. Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 through 3. Now Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in it and laid incense on it and offered unauthorized fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. And the fire came out from before the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord. Then Moses said to Aaron, "This is what the Lord has said, among those who are near me, I will be sanctified, and before all the people, I will be glorified." And Aaron held his peace. Man has, since the beginning of time, made decisions that were against God's will. These decisions were to follow their will rather than God's. This should be a fierce reminder to all of the Israelites in the area that God has rules, and those rules need to be followed. God has dealt with mankind many times by killing them. The flood, Sodom and Gomorrah, in Acts chapter 5, 1 through 11, when they lied to God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and will continue doing this throughout time. As I said, not just in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament. That was Acts chapter 5, 1 through 11. God also tells us that he will take his winnowing fork, is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. This means that those who are found righteous will receive the promised land, heaven, while those who are unrighteous will be going to live with Satan forever in hell, also known as the lake of everlasting fire. In Revelation 20, 13 through 15, Revelation 20, 13 through 15, it says, "And the sea gave up the dead who were in it, death and Hades gave up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one of them, according to what they had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anybody's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire." Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. This is a verse most of us know. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path. Let's look at Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. That was Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and your burden is light. We see that our thinking is flawed, and we need to trust God and allow him to guide our path and our decisions. The yoke that is put on us by us trusting and following God and his commands is light. Why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit? Acts chapter 5, verse 3. Again, that is Acts chapter 5, verse 3. Lying to God, Jesus, and or the Holy Spirit is not going to end well for your body and your soul. Why has your heart filled with your ideas and not God's commands? Also, though we need to put God's commands into action, they can't just stay with us. They need to be put in action. Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 40. Again, that's Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 40. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And he said to them, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. We see that we have two basic responsibilities. If our heart is right, then and we love God enough, we will be glad to do his will. This requires moving from a me thinking to a God thinking. An example of this idea, so popular a few years ago, the idea that people had were to make bracelets with the message WWJD, which is the abbreviation for What Would Jesus Do? The idea is to always remind you to check your action, thoughts and your lifestyle by asking, what would Jesus do in this situation, in this location, and or with this thought? When we think of God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus, we often do not trust that they can handle all of our situations, from a broken nail to standing accused for preaching Jesus. There are no problems, concerns, or temptations too small or too great for God to handle. If Nadab and Abihu had been willing to ask God, if they took their censers and put fire in them and laid incense on them and offered them to God, would that be right? They would have had God tell them no, instead of having God make them crispy critters, basically ashes. Let's return to the book of Leviticus and chapter 10, verses 4 through 7. Again, we're returning to Leviticus chapter 10, verses 4 through 7. And Moses called Misial and Elzaphan, the sons of Uziel, the uncle of Aaron, and said to them, come near, carry your brothers away from the front of the sanctuary and out of the camp. So they came near and carried them in their coats out of the camp, as Moses had said. And Moses said to Aaron and to Eleazar and Ithamar, his sons, do not let the hair of the heads hang loose. Do not tear your clothes, lest you die and wrath come upon all the congregation. But let your brothers, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning that the Lord has kindled. Do not go outside the entrance of the tent of meeting, lest you die, for the anointing oil of the Lord is upon you. And they did according to the word of Moses. God is very clear in his instructions to everybody. And has shown many times he will punish those who do not obey. And up to including physical and worth spiritual death. God has all power and will cause us to answer for our sins if we do not allow Christ, a male without blemish, to be sacrificed for our sins. He was sacrificed for all sins, but we need to accept that and accept him into our lives. God will also make sure others see and have the opportunity to follow him. Let's stay in the book of Leviticus, but go back to chapter 1 for a moment. Leviticus chapter 1, verse 3. Leviticus chapter 1, verse 3. If his offering is a burnt offering from the herd, He shall offer a male without blemish. He shall bring it to the entrance of the tent of meeting, that he may be accepted before the Lord. And if you jump down to verse 10 of Leviticus 1, jump down to verse 10 of Leviticus 1. If his gift for the first offering is from the flock, from the sheep or goats, he shall bring a male without blemish. Christ was our male without blemish. He was the firstborn. We need to accept the offering for our sins that Jesus died for. Leviticus chapter 10, verses 8 through 11. And the Lord spoke to Aaron, saying, drink no wine or strong drink, you or your sons with you, when you go into the tent of meeting, lest you die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations. You are distinguished between the holy and the common, between the unclean and the clean, and you are to teach the people of Israel all the statutes that the Lord has spoken to them by Moses. God knows how to distinguish between the holy and the common, and between the unclean and the clean. The question is, do we, you and me and everybody who is throughout the earth, do we know how, and more importantly, are we willing to distinguish between the holy and the common, between the unclean and the clean? Israel had the first chance to be the ones in the promised land. Jews and Gentiles now are both offered the promised land, heaven, as an alternative to falling sin and Satan and going to live with Satan forever. Leviticus 10 again, Leviticus 10, verse 12 through 15. Leviticus 10, 12 through 15. Moses spoke to Aaron and Eleazar and Ithamar, his surviving sons. Take the grain offering that is left of the Lord's food offerings and eat it unleavened beside the altar, for it is most holy. You shall eat it in a holy place, because it is your due and your son's due for the Lord's food offerings. For so I am commanded. But the breast that is waved and the thigh that is contributed, you shall eat in a clean place, you and your sons and your daughters with you, for they are given as your due and your sons' due from the sacrifices of the peace offerings of the people of Israel. The thigh that is contributed, and the breast that is waved, they shall bring with the food offerings of the fat pieces to wave a wave offering before the Lord, and it shall be yours and your sons for you as a due forever, as the Lord has commanded. While Israel was God's people, God made sure they had holy leaders. They had special instructions and rules which they must follow. They were required to be pure, a proper image to the Israelites. Moving on to verse 16 in Leviticus 10. Verse 16 in Leviticus 10 and following. Now Moses diligently inquired about the goat of the sin offering, and behold, it was burned up, and he was angry with Eleazar and Ithamar, the surviving sons of Aaron, saying, why have you not eaten the sin offerings in the place of the sanctuary, since it is a thing most holy and has been given to you that you may bear the iniquity of the congregation to make atonement for them before the Lord? Behold, its blood was not brought into the inner part of the sanctuary. You certainly ought to have eaten it in the sanctuary, as I commanded you. And Aaron said to Moses, behold, today they have offered their sin offering and their burnt offerings before the Lord, and yet such things as these have happened to me. If I had eaten the sin offering today, would the Lord have approved? And when Moses heard that, he approved. The rules, the laws have not been followed, and God again intervenes. Eleazar and Ithamar, as leaders, and having received this instruction from Moses directly, had a responsibility to find out why certain foods were eaten in other than an authorized manner. The eating was part of the sacrifice set up by God in Leviticus chapter 10, verses 12 through 15 that we just read. Again, the eating was part of the sacrifice set up by God in Leviticus chapter 10, verses 12 through 15 that we just read. Why are the Israelite leaders doing what they are told not to do? They are still leaning on their own understanding instead of trusting God and God's leaders to lead them. The saying that you can lead a horse to water, but you cannot make it drink, seems to apply here. God has delivered these people from Egypt and Pharaoh. God has fed them in the desert. God has shown them the results of not following his instruction in Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 through 3. Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 through 3 tell us, and God has shown them the results of not following his instructions. Nadab and Abihu are probably still warm. The memory of seeing them torched by God should still be burnt in their memory, partly because Israel continually disobeyed and rejected God. He sent his only son, Jesus, to save both Jews and Gentiles. Also, could be said as everybody, you and me, all those in the past, all those in the future, they all have the opportunity to be saved through Jesus. John chapter 3, verse 16 through 21. John chapter 3, verse 16 through 21. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come into the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. Yes, we can be saved through Jesus. Our works must be in the light. They must be of God. This message is one to show us what not to do and to show us what we must do. We must make our lives what God wants and be cleansed of our sins through Jesus Christ, who died for us to take all sin away. Thank you for listening. We will be on the air again next week, same time, with a new message. We hope that you're here to listen to it then. We hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.